This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Bayer Farm Challenge of the Week. The SNAP program, that may be the stumbling block to getting a farm bill passed soon. I'll talk about it after this. Taking a wait-and-see approach to fungicides could mean lost potential. So says the product development manager at Bayer, Randy Myers.
By the time you actually see a lesion on your leaf surface, that fungus has been growing for some time, for a couple of weeks, inside the leaf itself, causing all kinds of damage. So by the time you see a lesion, damage is done. Or if I'm planning to make the application, then it allows it to be done in a timely fashion, and I'll more likely get the response out of the fungicide that I really plan on. So it's critical to be going into it with a proactive mindset.
Randy says it's important to use a fungicide that works through the entire spray interval.
Well, with Dalaro, we now have a long-lasting, broad-spectrum triazole at the rate of a triazole that allows it to be active through the entire season. From a grower's perspective, he now has two different chemistries that are working on the pathogens the entire spray interval, which leads to consistency. It's a more consistent fungicide.
That's our Farm Challenge of the Week, brought to you by Bayer. Always read and follow labeled instructions. Members of Congress are back in Washington this week, and the chairman of the House Agriculture Committee is going to go to work to try to make sure that at least he can get the Republicans in the House to vote for the farm bill passed out of the House Agriculture Committee. Now, part of the convincing there will be centered around the SNAP program. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance, formerly known as the Food Stamp Program, makes up the lion's share of the farm bill, totaling about 80% of the spending. SNAP is an efficient and effective program, most people would point out. It's designed to work in conjunction with the free market through the normal channels of trade by supplementing the cash resources that a family has to purchase food, so that between SNAP and their other income, a family can purchase an adequate diet. Well, some lawmakers are saying increasingly in Washington there needs to be the expectation for work in order to receive food stamps. They say it reinforces the idea that accepting government benefits in a time of need reflects a type of social contract. And they say the public agrees with that. There was a survey done by the conservative think tank, the American Enterprise Institute, a couple of years ago that showed 87% of Americans, including 80% of poor Americans, agreed that poor people should be required to work or seek work in exchange for benefits. But the American Enterprise Institute says too many benefit recipients are not living up to the contract. They say estimates suggest between 9.5 and 11 million SNAP recipients between the ages of 18 and 59 and not disabled report no earnings in their household. And this means that in the context, they say, of a relatively strong economy, millions of SNAP recipients are reporting no work. I'll be back after this.